So first I'd like to welcome everyone at the Bhakti Vedanta Manor, because half of my face is still paralyzed. It's somewhat difficult to speak, and everyone may not understand. So whether you need someone to repeat or not, how many have difficulty to understand it? Okay. If I start to speed up or something, give me some sign language. I get excited, but my body can't keep up with my mind. So, I have this.
25. How do you leave that? Yeah. Chapter 7:25. Yeah. Uchalila prema vanya chodike vedaya strividha balaka yuva sabare dubhaya. The flood of love of God swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women and children were all immersed in that inundation. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. When all the contents of the storehouse of love of God is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation that covers the entire land. In Sridhar Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an inundation from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. The inundation of love of Godhead should be understood all over the world, for this will help everybody, including old men, young men, women, and children. The Krishna conscious movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead.
What verse? 25.
Adilila, chapter 7, 25.
Adilila chapter 7, verse 25. This illustrates how Mayapur is the Janmasthan of Lord Chaitanya, and from Mayapur, everything that happens affects the world. So, if it floods in Mayapur, it also indicates that the flooding should take part all over the world. Lord Krishna had some special relationship with the Jamuna River, and Lord Chaitanya, he had a relationship with the Ganga. And Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, but in his merciful form. So there's a lot of pastimes with the Ganges and Lord Chaitanya, where Lord Chaitanya as a child, he would go to the Ganges and he would swim, and he would have these pastimes out there, so the Ganges were daily giving his mercy. Also, one day, there was a brahmin. He was saying his gayatri, and the Ganges water was coming up, up. He was wondering, what is happening? He looked. He saw this golden boy was walking next to the Ganges, and as he would walk away, the Ganges would arise up, and go down. And then in front of his very eyes, his most worshipful deity of the Ganga deity, she appeared and she paid her obeisance to the golden boy and she prayed to him. Namo Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jyadataya Krishnaya Go Indaya Namo Namo. And she went back into the water. So, he came out and he said, "You must be Krishna, so because Ganges worshiped you, please reveal to me who you are." And so Lord Chaitanya revealed that he was Radha and Krishna combined. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanno. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, if you want to stay and watch my pastimes unfold, you can see, but don't tell anyone who I am. If you tell before I leave, then I'll tell, then I'll have to remove you." He'll remove him. You know what that means? Sunda. So, like that, Lord Chaitanya, he had many pastimes. Millions of years ago, when Bhagavati Maharaj was taking the Ganges down, at that time, the Ganges flooded the ashram of Janana Muni in the island of Janodip in Navadvipdown. And so Janana Muni drank the Ganges. Bhagavati looked at, "Where does the river go? Where did Ganges go?" And so he was looking everywhere. How can the Ganges disappear? How can she disappear? Where did she go? So he meditated, and then he found out that the Janana Muni had drunk in the Ganges. So he approached all of his obeisances to the Janana Muni, and he asked the Janana Muni, "Please manifest the Ganges out again." Janana Muni said, "I'm sorry, I digested her. I digested her." What to do? What to do in this case? Someone drinks the whole Ganges River and digests her. What to do? Will an act of parliament help? What's your suggestion? Well, Bhagavati Maharaj was very intelligent, and so he said, "Well, if you have the power to drink the Ganges, you have also the power to re-manifest her." Doesn't work. And then, you know, water, one more. Cool. You also have the power to re-manifest her. So please, manifest her. So she came out of the knee of Janana Muni, and she came back. She said, "I promise that I will take her away from your ashram. She will not disturb you anymore." And so he cut a riverbed close to the Mayapur Chandadaya Mandir. Close to the Mayapur Chandadaya Mandir. Thank you. And away from the Janana Muni ashram. So, therefore, one of the names of Ganga Devi is Janali. She comes from Janana Muni's knee. So, like this, Ganges are many pastimes. Also, in another down, the far south portion of the another down is called Samudra. And there the Samudra, or ocean, came up high tide once, I came up to the Navadeva. You see, the ocean wanted to touch Navadeva. And then he glorified the Ganges. You are glorified because Lord Chaitanya, he visited you, he was regularly bathing in your water. But Akhandadevi said to Swara, he left me and he went to Jagatpuri, and daily he was bathing in your waters. So you are glorified to me. But the Swara said, the ocean said, well, but he eternally resides in Navadvipa, and there he is always manifesting his pastimes. So now that I saw you are giving his association eternally. Harilal!
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 Oh, Hari!
Oh,
Hari! Like this, there are many pastimes of the Ganges. And in another down, we go to visit the place where we cross over from Madhyadeep to Goladeep. At that place is also known as Panchaleni. It's the confluence of the Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, Gomati, and Alakananda. So there's five rivers all uniting at one place. So that's called Panchaleni. And even from the higher planets, they come to visit that holy place and take them there. So we used to get invited for about every 6 or 8 years, we get flood. And that flooding, Prabhupada said, it shows that he wants, Lord Chaitanya wants, the whole world to flood with Krishna consciousness. The whole world to flood with love of Krishna. Hare Lord. I was thinking while flying here, how the people of this Kali Yuga, how the people, Prabhupada gave out blessings, he gave out mercy, which was never given before. Also, Lord Chaitanya gave a mercy which was never given before. Anarvita. Anarvita means never given before. But somehow, the people, they don't think to take up Krishna consciousness. They don't think to take the mercy of the Lord. Always readily available. So, how foolish they are, and how fortunate all of you are that you have taken up our Krishna consciousness. Hare Lord.
Hare
Lord. So, you are blessed by Lord Chaitanya and blessed by Prabhupada. I was thinking this morning, maybe I should have to give a second initiation on that. Requirement. Somehow they should show some desire for preaching and making devotees. At least their preaching or their signed books or their doing bhakti diksha or some aspect of teaching. At least they're doing a deity worship or helping in some way or even making our children is one way of making devotees. Somehow, they should show that they are eager to extend the mission of Lord Chaitanya and Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, work now, samadhi later. He wanted that we should all engage in his activities. Later, I found from one of Prabhupada's God brothers that Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvataka had said that the pujaris and those who are living in the ashram in Mayapur, they should chant 64 rounds. But those who are called preach and are very active in preaching work, they can chant 16 rounds. So, Prabhupada engages us all in preaching and chanting and high nouns and somehow prasad restaurant and some way or other in extending the influence and movement of Lord Chaitanya here in the West, all over the world. So that was his special mercy. I think how fortunate we are to get this mercy. It was particularly heard of Prabhupada said many times that for 10,000 years his chanting would, his books would be the law of books of Israel, and that for 10,000 years a movement of Lord Chaitanya would be all over the world. So we're just now at the twilight zone. We're just at the beginning of the 10,000 years. So someone asked me, where does it say this is Shastra? I want Shastra from I want evidence. I want evidence. Proper evidence. Where does it say this? So then we found that in the Brahma Bhagavata Puran, it says that Ganges, all the holy rivers, they came to see Krishna in Dwarka, and they pushed Ganges ahead. She was the spokesperson. So she said, Krishna, we see that your pastimes are about to come to an end, and you're going to leave this world. So we want you to take us with you. Otherwise, Kali Yuga will start and it will be all the sinful people will bathe our waters and leave their sins. So please take us with you. You don't want to stay here and see the Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, then he smiled. He said, tolerate for 5,000 years. I send the people bathing in your waters. After 5,000 years, I will send some devotee who will spread the holy names all over the three worlds and all over the planet. And he will spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. He goes, many people will come here to your daughters, and they, you know, just seeing a Vaishnava, it's terrifying. What to think of touching. Can you still understand? Or do you need someone who has a difficulty to understand? Yes.
She said she's fine. She can understand.
Hello? Behind you? I saw Krishna was smiling gently at them, and he said that I'll send someone. He'll come after 5,000 years and spread the holy name all over the world. And many devotees will come, and they'll bathe in your holy waters, and they'll be Vaishnavas. I also know them because they'll chant, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama
Rama, Hare Hare. So, by this chanting, you know them to be my devotees. At that time, for 10,000 years, they'll be the Sankirtan will spread all over the planet, and there'll be a golden age in Kali Yuga, where there'll be Akavarna, one caste, of the Hari Bhakta, devotee of God. And so wait for that time. After that 10,000 years, then we'll start Kali Yuga in its worst period, Gaur Kali. And so at that time, you can go underground like the Saraswati and hide until the Satyuga and come on again. So, like this, Krishna gave his advice. So in the Brahma Bharata Puran, 125th Kanda. Hello. In the Brahma Bharata Puran, 125th Kanda, it gives this quote, a song. Where it says in Shastra, in case anyone asks you, you can tell them this quote. So, we have the duty and the responsibility to spread the message of the Lord Chaitanya, to get everybody to chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama,
Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Now, many chant Hare Krishna, but they don't chant the names of Lord Chaitanya. So as a result, they don't always get love of Krishna. So if you want to get love of Krishna, you need to also chant the names of Lord Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. So, by chanting that first, Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Panchatatta, they forgive you for all offenses to the holy name. They don't take any offense, and they're chanting Hare Krishna on their request. Therefore, there are no offenses. So, like this, chanting has a very fast action. If they chant first, the name is the Lord Panchatattva. So, Prabhupada is saying, how in Mayapur, he saw that the blood plates of Lord Chaitanya, that was in the hands of other monks. He said, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Janaya Dhyam, my birth and my activities are both transcendental. So he said the Janma star, Krishna took birth in Mathura. That's a Janma star. But he went to Vrindavan, that's his lila stan or karma stan. So his karma or lila is transcendental. So that place is more sacred. So he was also saying that Mayapur is Chandradaya Mandir Iskcon, is also the workplace of Lord Chaitanya. And the workplace is also sacred, and one can argue either more sacred. But in any case, we're trying to manifest the instructions of previous acharyas. One day it was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's disappearance day, and Prabhupada's day lecture. At that time, a question on his appearance and disappearance day, we would put the picture of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada on the asana, and Prabhupada would sit on another asana next to it. So he was thinking that the secret of the devotional service is to please the previous acharyas. And he had discovered the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya with Bhakti Nataka. And Bhakti Nataka, he went house to house, and he begged one ruby from each household to build the first temple. Like this, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had built some bigger temple at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, and also had developed some of the holy places. Prabhupada said, I also want to enter in a humble way to develop the Mayapuram. And I'm very grateful for all those devotees who are helping me. And then he choked up. He started to cry. And Prabhupada, he would control his emotion usually, but this time he was unable. He cried, and he was choked. And so we're all sitting there, we don't know what to do. And he couldn't speak any further. It was so much emotional for him to please the previous acharyas. He was so much emotional. So, on some occasions, he would say, if we are able to get the King and Queen of England at that time and the President of the United States to officiate the opening of the Temple of the Pantaya, Bhakti Nataka would come down from the spiritual world and take you right by your hand, right back to God. Hare Lord. So, of course, that's a tall order, but we can understand that Prabhupada wanted us to make a Mayapur very famous across the world. He wanted us to think we're very proud that the Mayapur GDCs have appointed the committee, advisory committee for Mayapur, and the president of the Bhaktivinoda Manor, Shruti Dharma, he is also a member of that committee. Hare Lord. I don't know all the members, but he's one of the members. So, in this way, you also are playing a part with the development of Mayapur Dham. So, this is very dear to Srila Prabhupada, because it was dear to the previous acharyas. I think how fortunate we are to get the chance to develop the holy places of Lord Chaitanya, develop the Lilasthans of the Navadvipa Dham, and also Gauravandapuri. Maybe you'd be surprised there's very little development in much of the Gauravandapuri. With great effort, we found the Nanasranya, Pushtatirtha, Kurukshetra, found Radhakunda, Ashyakunda, we found the holy places of Krishna, which are manifested in the holy Dhamma of Narada Dham. But there's nothing to show for it. So this year, all the Vanadeshi devotees, they said, well, we're developing the Nairasranya Dham. We'll take half. We'll somehow, over our poor country, we'll sweep up 30 lakhs and we'll take half of the land purchase for the Nairasranya. And so I asked the West Bengal devotees, well, if one of this can pay 30 lakhs, how much will they? And so they also pledged a certain amount. So like this, we went to develop Bhakti Siddhanta. He developed the Sarada Diha. There's also in temples there of the Harihara Ketra in Nashingapoli, Gorgharajama, Vijayanagara, birthplace of Bhaktava, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, also the birthplace of Vrindavan Thakur, also deities of Vasudatta and Marigupta, and also Saranga Thakur and Raj Chandranath. You see, Lord Chaitanya, he told Saranga Thakur that he should accept disciples, at least one disciple, and spread the movement. So, Saranga Thakur, he thought, okay, Lord Chaitanya has asked me many times, I should take one disciple. Next person I see tomorrow, first person I meet, I'll just initiate them. It's a little unusual, but somehow he does it. I have to carry out the order of Lord Chaitanya. So the first person I see, I'll initiate. And so he was waiting in the Ganges at dark out. And he brought Mangalarti. At that time, one body rushed up to him. Now, he didn't know that the body was dead. And the body had been put on a... It's a custom that if a body dies, somebody dies of snake bite, he's put on a raft and he's put on the Ganges in case some holy man can revive him. So... He took that body, he took him over, and he turned mantra in his ear. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. And this, immediately, I came back to life. He said, your name is Dham Rai Das. Prabhu mantra. He brought the dead back to life. So, a leader turned him and said, well, you're not alive, you're not with us. He said, well, you gave me birth, but I died. Now he gave me rebirth, so I belong to the Guru. Now I have to serve him. I can't go with you. Sorry. So, goodbye. So, because he is also later known as Murari Chaitanya Das. Now, Saranga Thakur, he only initiated one devotee, but that Chaitanya Murari Chaitanya, He had seen many thousands. He'd gone to the village riding on the back of some tiger because he was already dead, so he wasn't afraid. And tiger was like pussy with him. And he'd say, "Surrender," chanting the Lord Chaitanya, "Surrender." It's like he's riding your tail off on a tiger, 11 feet long. And he said, "Surrender to Lord Chaitanya, what do you do?" Haribol. Haribol.
Haribol.
So, like this, he would, I convert whole villages. He'd initiate the whole village to Krishna consciousness. And if he wanted to be alone, sometimes he would chant Jala underwater for 2-3 days. Sometimes he'd take pythons and wrap them around his neck. He was a fearless devotee. So, like this, he would chant everywhere, and he spread the holy name wide. Now, it's difficult to follow in the footsteps of the right Chaitanya Das, but at least we hope that all the devotees in the future probably wanted that if you get qualified, if you read the, if you get the Bhakti Vedanta certificate, then you should be recognized as a guru. All my men and women is there in his books. So, or in his letters, I don't know, letter name. So, he was saying, so in Islam we have a system of many gurus. I think in Islam there may be about 150 or 200 now. Are there 100 before? Now there are about 150, 200. In the future there will be thousands and thousands of gurus. So, some are given presentation that now maybe some gurus have thousands of devotees, but in the future, thousands may have dozens. So, whatever they do, in Islam, we get Prabhupada in the center, and we like to state, so no guru should be presented very much above anyone else, because this is a saying in Sanskrit, Madhu Guru Jagadguru, and my guru is Jagadguru. So like, your dad, my dad is better than your dad. You don't get into such fights. Every guru, your guru is good, okay? But we're one family, so as one family, we like, we have six gurus, we have uncles, we have other people who care for us. We have temple presidents, we have many people. So a guru, he's our prime authority. But we also have our respect others. So in this way,
it's a little hard to understand that bit you were saying about the guru. Could you say it for me anyway?
I said in this time, we have a system of making multiple gurus. We have a system that everyone who is a present guru is deceased. He can be a guru. If there are, I go through a very, not very difficult, I go through some process. Or if the guru is alive and he gives order to some disciple, I used to do, should take disciples as a service to him. So, I also have such a disciple, and I want to make one. But others like Jai Dwight Damash, he made Kanada Khan, Radha Swami, Bhakti the Gyan song. I made up Chaitanya Chandra Charanas. Like this, there are some who have been made gurus even while their guru is present. Anyway, we don't, the system of respecting a prime guru is not going to right now. But the point is, if you put Prabhupada in a prominent position, you can repeat what I said. We put Prabhupada in a prominent position. We put Prabhupada in a prominent position.
Can we repeat this? We put Prabhupada in a prominent position.
And because everyone may think that their guru is best.
And because everybody may think that their guru is best.
And for them, their Diksha Guru is their authority.
And for them, their Diksha Guru is their authority.
But so we don't want to offend anyone.
But still we do not want to offend anybody.
Therefore, our Jidhisi has decided that we should only have a group who is other things, except Adhidhyastra today, and some other non-public place.
So therefore, the GBC has decided that other than the Vyasa Puja day, the Guru Puja should be done in a non-public place.
And we are also one family.
And we are also one family.
So, as one family, we have other many, we have many Shiksha Gurus, we have our uncles, we have our various temple presidents, devotees, who also give us some guidance, help.
So as a family, we have Shiksha Gurus, we have uncles, and we have other devotees that are giving help, like temple presidents.
So we also want to respect them, because they're helping us.
And we also want to respect them, because they are helping us.
They help the Diksha Guru to execute his responsibility to take back the disciples to Godhead.
So he helps the guru in his responsibility to take the disciples back home, back to Godhead.
So, this is important that we be sensitive to the others' sensitivities.
So it is important that we be sensitive to the others' sensitivities.
And we want to keep Prabhupada in a very prominent position.
And we want to keep Prabhupada in a very prominent position.
Now, Prabhupada once told me that I was the only one there. He told a few of us. He said that I want you to somehow keep whatever I've done, at least keep that together. If you're able to expand on it, that's good, but at least keep what I've done.
So Prabhupada once said to Guru Maharaj, and that was not just with him, there was other people present at that time, that you should, whatever I have done, you should be at least be able to maintain that.
So in Prabhupada's life, he had made 108 temples.
So in Prabhupada's life, he had built 108 temples.
Single-handedly, 108 temples.
Single-handedly, 108 temples.
From nothing. So, we're very much indebted to him.
So we are very much indebted to him.
Also, he wrote all these books.
He also wrote all of these books.
And he gave so many lectures, talks, letters.
And he gave so many talks, lectures, and letters.
So, like this. Now, usually after some acharya leaves, there's fighting in months. Like after Bhaktisiddhanta left, now there's about 40 Gaudiyas.
So usually after the main acharya leaves and there is fighting amongst the mats, like when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, there ended up being from one group, there was the 40 different mats established.
So Prabhupada wanted to keep us all together.
So Prabhupada wanted to keep us all together. So he said that his guru had started the GBC.
So I'm also restarting the GBC.
So you are?
Prabhupada said he is restarting the GBC.
Oh, so Prabhupada said he is also restarting the GBC.
So he was the first chairman of the GBC.
So he was the first chairman of the GBC. Can everyone understand Guru Maharaj now? They're understanding clearly? I think they understand. If there's some, then you can put your hand and I can, again. Let me try. This is quite clear, Guru Maharaj.
Recently, some famous guru in India left his body. And literally found that he had, some said 100,000 crores, which is about, some said 400,000 crores.
There was 400,000.
And immediately people started to fight. Who gets what? So, Rala, of course, he invested his money in books, in temples, and he had one crore. And he left that to the Mayapur Vrindavan Trust. Which I will trust you. And like that, he was a very good manager. He, whatever he got, he immediately sent on Krishna. He didn't want any personal assets.
The people on the internet are asking if we can do the translation side by side.
But I guess
they were talking to me. But from now on, I'll...
So, like this, Prabhupada, he was a very good manager.
So, like this, Srila Prabhupada was a very good manager.
And he organized things to please his previous acharyas.
And he organized things to please the previous acharyas.
So, he also organized things in this way that ISKCON would stay united.
So he organized things in this way so ISKCON would stay united.
He said any one of you could be, at one time, could be misled or bewildered, but I have no faith that the whole GDC majority will not.
So he said at any time one individual may be misled or misguided, but as a unit they would not.
So like this, he wanted to keep ISKCON together.
So like this, he wanted to keep ISKCON together.
And somehow, through all these, we're going to celebrate our 50th anniversary in 5 or 6 years.
So we're going through the 50th anniversary in 5 or 6 years.
And we're still together.
And we are still together.
Now, there are two temples who are declared independence. That was Calcutta and Bangalore.
Now, there was one or two temples that declared independence. That was Calcutta and Bangalore.
The Calcutta temple was retaken by ISKCON.
The Calcutta temple was retaken by ISKCON.
And just two days ago, the Bangalore High Court, divisional bench, decided in favor of the ISKCON and said that the Bangalore was a branch of ISKCON.
So 2 days ago, the Bangalore High Court they declared that the ISKCON Bangalore is now part of, but it's ISKCON Bombay.
Yeah. like this. But apart from that, all the other temples were united.
Apart from that, all the other temples were united.
So, maybe the GDC could do itself better, but they at least done that a primary job.
So maybe the GBC could have done better, but at least they've done their primary job.
Which was to keep ISKCON united.
To keep ISKCON united.
And Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread his message.
So Lord Chaitanya wanted to spread his message?
He said, Pratidhi Ache Jato Nagara Digal Prachar Jato Prachar Yahweh Mana. Pratidhi Prachar Yahweh Mana.
He's better. Bengali's better.
That, in every town and village throughout the whole world, my holy name will be sung.
So in every town and village, my name will be sung.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
So I'm very grateful here that the Bhaktivedanta Manor and the Soul Street are extending also to the Bhaktivedanta Council Groups and various other branches. Also in Scotland, Ireland, North Ireland, they're also sending the message of Lord Chaitanya.
So I'm very happy to hear the Bhaktivedanta Manor and the Soho Temple, and also in Scotland, they're all expanding in the congregational preaching,
the counselling,
in Ireland, sorry, and they're all expanding in this counselling systems and in what is it, Bhakti Riksha.
So, like this, we like to see every town and village flooded with Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
So, like this, we'd like to see every town and village drowned in Lord Chaitanya's mercy.
Hare Ram!
Hare Ram!
So, each one of you has also a big responsibility when you understand the mercy that you're getting from Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya.
So each of us has a big responsibility to understand the mercy we are getting from Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya.
How we should also try to give this mercy to others.
How we should also try to give this mercy to others.
When we ask Prabhupada, how can we repay you? You have given us so much.
When we asked Srila Prabhupada, how could we repay you? You have given us so much.
He said, please take the holy name.
He said, please take the holy name.
Be happy.
And be happy.
And make others happy.
And make others happy.
Hariva.
Hariva.
So we want all you to be happy. And make others happy.
So we would like you all to become happy and make others happy.
Those who are healthy, raise your hand.
Those who are happy, please raise your hand.
Prabhupada said, we are making everybody healthy.
Prabhupada said, we are making everybody happy.
So, this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
So this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
And we all know we want to spread this message within as quickly as possible.
And we want to spread this message as quickly as possible.
Now, if you read the arrival address of Srila Prabhupada in Calcutta 1975.
So if you read the arrival address of Srila Prabhupada in Calcutta 1975.
I think it was in March.
I think it was in March.
Or February.
Or February.
I was quite amazed.
I was quite amazed.
Prabhupada, he had visited on his round-the-world trip.
Prabhupada had visited from his round-the-world trip.
Tehran. That's Iran.
Iran.
And there Prabhupada said he had talked with some Islamic ayatollahs and some scholars.
So there Prabhupada talked to some scholars and ayatollahs?
What,
Islamic ayatollahs.
And he said that they were generally very much favorable to his spreading of the holy name.
And he said they were generally quite friendly to the spreading of the holy name.
He said, you can also, if you don't want to chant the names of Hare Krishna, you can chant the name of Allah.
He said, if you don't want to chant the names of Hare Krishna, you can chant the names of Allah.
So they like that.
And they like that.
So probably in his arrival address, he mentioned that there, the word Allah Akbar.
So there, in the address, Srila Prabhupada mentioned Allah Akbar.
Is also the a duplicate or synonym for Param Brahma.
So it's also the syllable or duplicate for Param Brahma.
Now it's quite amazing.
So it's quite amazing.
We never think like that.
We never think like that.
But this is how Prabhupada was preaching.
But this was Srila Prabhupada's preaching.
So he'd get everybody.
So he would get everybody.
To Jai Shri Radha Gokula Nanda Ki.
Jai.
Jai Nidai Gokula Ki.
Jai.
Jai Shri Tamam Lakshman Hanuman Ki.
Jai.
Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo.